It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
And the marvelous clouds sail by, marvelous clouds, unlocked in the soft summer sky.
Marvelous clouds indeed. Did you see that sunset last night? Well, we've got lots of clouds for the next 5 days. It's what our expert calls boring weather. This is typical for June in the Northwest. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass. He's at the University of Washington, and he's getting ready to explain why we see so many iridescent clouds this time of year when they show those pastel colors. Where does that come from? First, let's get the forecast for the solstice weekend and the week ahead. Cliff, not really June gloom.
Well, we'll have a little bit of gloom before it's over. Today we have clouds, and I think they'll burn off later in the afternoon. Temperatures getting up to around 70, so a pretty decent day, but it should be mainly dry. There was a few sprinkles this morning. Now, the best day of the weekend is Saturday. I think it'll be mostly dry. There could be a few sprinkles towards the mountains, but pretty much dry. Temperatures getting up again around 70, maybe some clouds in the morning. I think the worst day of the weekend will be Sunday. An upper-level trough is coming in. That's going to pretty much bring low clouds in. That'll stick around most of the day on Sunday. There could be a few sprinkles in the lowlands, but there'll be almost guaranteed some light rain in the mountains on Sunday. So if you're going to go on a hike on the western side, you better be prepared for a few light showers. Get to the eastern side, you'll be okay. Then on Monday, well, that's going to be a day that'll be fairly dry, temperatures getting up to the upper 60s, and then everything changes. Later on Tuesday into Wednesday, we start transitioning to another upper-level disturbance. Certainly by later on Wednesday, clouds will be in. There'll be some showers on Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll be a little bit up and down, but temperatures are going to stay seasonal, and we're not going to have any heat waves for the next week. That's pretty much guaranteed.
Pretty mellow weather. You sometimes like to joke that it's boring when it's like this, but actually quite a kind of light show in the sky with these clouds. Some people call them rainbow clouds, the iridescent ones.
That's right. The number one question I've been getting the last several weeks and the number one picture that has been sent to me during the last month are these absolutely marvelous, colorful clouds in the sky. These are called iridescent clouds. It expresses a phenomenon called iridescence. And you know what I'm talking about. It's not raining out. Generally, the clouds are close to the sun. The sun's going through these very thin clouds. And you see this rainbow of colors, the typically pastel-type colors, that are absolutely extraordinary. So that's what people are seeing. And these are caused by thin clouds, extremely thin clouds, that have either water droplets or ice crystals that are of almost identical size, very uniform size of the particles. And as the light goes through that, the light is bent by the particles. This is a phenomenon called diffraction. If you took physics or you took an earth science class, you may have heard about this. Light has a wave-like character to it. And when it bends around objects, the edges of objects, that's called diffraction. And when that happens, light, which is made up of all wavelengths and all colors, gets broken up into a spectrum of colors. And that's what produces these absolutely phenomenal pastel colors that produces these iridescent type effects.
Yeah, and they really look like the clouds are sort of have rainbows in them. I saw one way up overhead, which surprised me because usually you see a rainbow at the horizon. These are different, even though you see that rainbow spectrum and sometimes even a stripe, they're different than rainbows.
That's right. The mechanism behind the colors is different from rainbows. Now, as I mentioned, these iridescent clouds, it comes from diffraction, light bending around objects and having the wavelength split apart. But on the other hand, when you have a rainbow, that occurs not with clouds, but with raindrops. And the light enters the raindrop and gets reflected back. And as it goes in and out of the raindrop, the light is refracted or bent. And as that light is bent in the raindrop, it breaks up the light into its component wavelength. So that's where the colors come from, rainbow. So it's a very different mechanism. It's refraction that breaks up the colors versus diffraction that occurs in these iridescent clouds.
And the solstice is tonight, Friday night. That means the longest day of the year, the most light. Does the solstice mean that we get more of these because of somehow the dynamics of the light?
Well, having the sun high in the sky is good for these iridescent clouds because you have to be looking somewhere around the sun to see it. It's actually bad for rainbows because rainbows are always on the opposite side of the sky from the sun. And so if the sun is high, then the rainbow would tend to be down, maybe even below ground level. So, and you don't see it too well. So the solstice does have an impact.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.